today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamun alaikum. You're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about living by the Quran.
قلب ينبض بالقرآن هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
Today Saturday 21st of Rabiul Awwal 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 15th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we choose chapter Asra, verse 106 to listen to, and then we'll learn about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا.
And it is a Quran which we have separated by intervals that you might recite it to the people over a prolonged period, and we have sent it down progressively.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the objections of the pagans related to the fact as to why the Quran has not been revealed as a whole in one part, as the verses of the Quran relate to different events and they are meant to meet the requirement of all classes of the people throughout history, they are revealed in sections so as to correspond to the various events, thus becoming more pleasant for the audience. Would that ever be possible to collect all the events of 23 years in one single day so that the problems raised therein by revealed in the Quran instantly?
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
We're speaking about living by the Holy Quran. The reason why the Quran was revealed is made clear in the following verses. This verse is from chapter Ibrahim, that is chapter 14 of the Holy Quran, verse 52. This is a communication to be transmitted to mankind so that they may be warned by it and so that they will know that He is one God and so that people of intelligence will pay heed. Again, that was chapter Ibrahim, verse 52. And of course, chapter 38 of the Holy Quran, verse 29. It is a book we have sent down to you full of blessing. So let people of intelligence ponder its signs and take heed. As is seen in the quoted verses, Allah informs us that only the people of intelligence who had the faith described in the Holy Quran can take heed. Believers, as soon as they hear Allah's verses, they conform to this most beautiful message and thus attain salvation both in this world and beyond.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Arab English Radio and another show on how to live according to Al-Quran, a comprehensive Quranic guide for life from Arab English Radio. The Quranic principles of social justice and compassion are manifested in concepts such as zakat, charity, and sadaqah, that is voluntary almsgiving. Believers are encouraged to support the less fortunate and work toward a more equitable society. The Quran condemns oppression and advocates for the rights of the marginalized and vulnerable. Again, we have about the interpersonal relations. The Holy Quran teaches believers how to interact with others with kindness, forgiveness, and good character. It emphasizes the importance of resolving conflicts amicably and maintaining patience and gratitude in the face of challenges. The concept of brotherhood, ukhuwah, and sisterhood among believers is highlighted, fostering a sense of community and unity. Now, as for personal development, living according to Al-Quran involves continuous personal development.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. And in this part, we notice to life in the Quran, saving a soul is like saving humanity in its entirety. After the Quran tells the story of the two sons of the prophet Adam, Abel and Cain, and how Cain killed Abel out of jealousy, God says in the Quran, "That is why we decreed for the children of Israel that whoever kills a soul without its being guilty of manslaughter or corruption on the earth is as though he had killed all mankind, and whoever saves a life is as though he had saved all mankind. Our apostles certainly brought them manifest signs, yet even after that many of them commit excesses on the earth." This beautiful verse highlights the importance of human life in Islam. A person's life is so dear in Islam that killing a soul is like killing all of humanity, and saving a soul is like saving all of humanity.
موعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا
إلا به.
In this part, we look at one way to use the Quran to improve our life. That way is paying attention to what we are saying. One of the finest methods to reflect on the Quran is to listen closely when someone reads and explains it aloud to you, whether in a car, on the internet, or in a live class at an institute or a mosque. Any student of Islamic knowledge can attest to the high sensation of insight that comes after a Quran class.
When Allah sends down the book to a messenger, for example, sends it to Musa, sends it to Isa, the prophet, it should be mentioned that unzila ilayh wa taba'u an-nur alladhi unzila ilayh. They follow the light which was sent down to the prophet to deliver it to people. But here says unzila ma'ahu, the light which is sent down with him, not to him. This shows that the relation between the Prophet and the Quran is not just a receiver of a message who has no role, just he receives and his role starts afterwards in delivering. No, the Prophet and the Quran have ma'iyyah. The Prophet and the Quran are closely connected with each other. Of course, Muslim mystics have, very important discussions here. Even they believe that it was the Prophet who brought the Quran down. So they believe in this idea that the Prophet brought the Quran down. Otherwise, the Quran was not coming down. It's the soul of the Prophet and his kashf, his way of unveiling the reality, is the most complete one. We don't want to go to that discussion, but just what we can understand very simply from the Quran is that there is a close relation between the Prophet and Quran didn't come to a person who is unfamiliar. This light of the Quran didn't come to a person who didn't have light. There is close relation, there is close harmony between the Prophet and the Quran. One of the wives of the Prophet was asked about Prophet's character, as you know. And she said, Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. The Prophet's akhlaq was the Qur'an.
Brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat. Al-Qur'an Nurun wa Bayan. Al-Qur'an Hadiyul Iman. Al-Qur'an Miskul Khitan. Ya Qur'an, alayka salam.